did not describe the allegations. Facebook is opening a new office in London, adding 800 jobs and creating the biggest engineering hub for the company outside the U.S. The social media giant will employ some 2,300 people in the United Kingdom by the end of 2018, a vote of confidence in London despite all the questions about Brexit. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallworth, and this is my co-host, Sean.
Hello.
How are you doing today, Sean?
See, every time you start the show by asking me that, and I'm worried that if, like, I give an answer that leads to a deep and involved discussion, I'll be, like, derailing the entire show, because what if something happened in your life?
You're making me feel guilty, aren't you?
Is what I'm saying. No, well, you brought that up the other time, and now I just think about that every time.
Like, every time
oh my
you
God.
Wondered, like...
I feel selfish now that you're asking me, how's it going?
How is it going, Sean?
I'm trying to learn how to astral project.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not working. I'm tempted
well, not
to
tonight,
say,
but our guest next week is going to be able to help you with that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll just try and, you know... keep on keeping on until then.
Yeah, well, our next week's guest is Rob from Spiral Radio, and it's all about the astral plane.
Oh, wow, okay. That's fortuitous.
Yeah.
I didn't actually know that.
Right, well. So keep trying, and maybe you'll meet him out there.
Yeah, maybe.
So have you gotten anywhere with this?
I have gotten exactly nowhere. Well, that's not true. Like, I didn't explore some realm of non-existence or anything. I just have not been able to successfully astral project.
And so I've actually tried doing some meditation in order to try. My goal was to astral project.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't...
I can sort of... Like, the goal is kind of you get yourself into this sort of state where you're sort of asleep and sort of awake, and then you, like...
Trancy.
Right. Well, I can get into a state where I can do the thing that they say where you try and, like, move your hand or something without actually moving your hand.
Oh.
So, like, I can get that far, but getting the...
And
like,
did you move your hand without actually moving your hand?
Yes.
How do you know?
Well, because I felt my hand move, but my actual hand did not move. It was where it was.
Oh, really?
It's kind of like this bifurcation type thing. But, I mean, that's just like, you just imagine your hand moving, and when you're, like, on the verge of dreaming, you know, it feels real.
Wow.
So it's kind of this weird thing.
It's like your whole body becomes a phantom limb.
Yeah, kind of.
Huh.
It's weird stuff, but I haven't been able to get any further than that. So.
The closest I've been able to come is to meditate without falling asleep. You know, which
yeah.
Actually, I was very inspired by those results, because I thought I was just going to fall right asleep.
Right.
You know.
Well, that's very easy to do if you're chronically sleep-deprived, like most adults.
And I am. I am chronically sleep-deprived.
Yeah.
So our guest tonight, He does astrology, and we're dealing with predictions for 2018.
Yes, which is coming right up, as some of our listeners may know.
Yep.
Or others are like, what month is it?
His name is Jeff Harmon, and for those of you who don't know, it is December, which is the end of the year.
Yes.
Meaning 2018 is right.
Wildly acknowledged as the last month of the year.
Yeah, my wife says I'm not allowed to ask him when I'm going to die.
No, I think you should ask him.
But she told me not to.
Well, does she listen to the show?
Sporadically.
Okay, well, she might be making a spot check tonight. But
right, yeah.
I don't know. You can't... I would like to know when you're going to die.
Why don't I ask him when you're going to die?
You can ask him when I'm going to die.
Huh. Do you already know? Have you ever asked anybody that?
No, I haven't. I don't know, but I suspect people get weirded out if you just come up to strangers and they're like,
well,
you
I
know
meant
when
somebody
I'm going
who
to
maybe,
die.
Right, I meant somebody maybe with some sort of degree in...
In knowing when I'm going to die.
Yeah. No?
No, I don't know when I'm going to die. I know how I'm going to die because of tarot cards. But.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of the things that we're going to ask him are probably a little more vague, you know, and not so singularly specific.
Well, maybe, but we might be surprised if, like, we ask him, okay, how am I going to die? And he's just definitively says something like, porpoise.
Yeah.
It'll be a porpoise.
Yeah, totally.
That kills you.
Yeah, porpoise, 2 weeks.
It could happen.
Okay, so on a vaguer level, on a macrocosmic level,
sure.
Anything you'd want to know about the future?
Well, I would be curious to know what I guess the stars say for 2018. That's what we're going to ask, right? And I'm given to understand that. You know, every year there is a sort of definitive answer to that because, you know, the stars are in a specific place and there's a little bit of interpretation there and there's a lot of variables, so you can't just look it up, right? So,
well, I mean, if
so I would be excited to ask him.
If there's destiny, you know, you can just look it up or...
Okay, well, you can just look it up, but
misnamed,
you have to...
Or the misnamed chaos math.
Right, but you have to spend hours, like, combing through star charts and stuff, and, you know, who has time for that? Our guest.
Our guest
does,
yeah. That's his job.
Yes, well, exactly. It's not my job, so I'm going to get the lowdown from
okay,
him.
I think you're missing the point here. I asked,
right.
Is there anything that you'd like to know,
about
specifically, on a worldly level? Of what's coming up next year.
Okay. When is the world going to die?
You want to know if the world's going to end in the next year?
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I want to see if this guy is kind of in sync with the Nibiru guy.
The Nibiru guy didn't think... Oh, Mead?
Mead.
Oh, right.
Who,
yeah, I thought you
were talking currently predicting December. It's going to end in this month.
Well, that's going to make all of this guy's predictions. if the world ends in December.
Well, he might tell us that, too. Like, sorry, guys, no 2018.
Nah,
what can I say?
I don't think so.
Well,
I think some of the regular topics that we're definitely going to want to know about is natural disasters is probably
right.
a common one.
Yeah,
I was talking
well, political
with my,
developments, I would...
Yeah,
I would
yeah, yeah. I was talking with my wife before coming down here, and she has this, like, I don't know, this kind of unhealthy interest in earthquakes. And, like, she'll sit there and be all... There was an earthquake somewhere in the world. And, like, she'll look up on her phone and be all, yeah, one just happened in Peru. And I'm just all, aren't there earthquakes all the time? But, like, you know, she's, like, in touch, man. She knows.
Yeah.
And, like, other people won't feel earthquakes, and it'll turn out that there was, like, a 2.8 in Reading and nobody knew.
Really just want to know about this guy's process. Because I have tried to, like, look up the answers to questions like this in astrology because I'm like... Is there just an answer that astrologers agree on about what's going to happen next year? And as it turns out, sort of, but mostly no. Like, there's a vague answer, and then you
take it. That's what I've wondered, too. Like, where are they getting this answer? Are they, like, doing
right.
the math, and then they came up with it? Or is there some sort of, like, psychic discernment going on? You know, where are
yeah,
these
I'm,
answers
Yeah, I'm really
from?
Not sure. And the last astrologer we had on the show was...
J.C. Nova. Yeah.
Yeah, was an intuitive astrologer.
Right.
She was also... Like, there was a bit of psychic reading involved in it. So
right.
it wasn't just like, let me go get the reference books and check what's going to happen next year based on where the stars are. You know, there's that, and then there's another level to it that this guy can do that... You know, your layman cannot necessarily just do with Google.
All right. Well, our guest tonight is Jeff Harmon, and we're going to commercial. And when we come back, we're going to find out what 2018 has in store right here on Radio Wasteland.
She has me like a Pisces, well, This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
On behalf of the students, faculty, and staff of Simpson University, we want to wish all of our service men and women, whether deployed overseas or at home, a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We are truly blessed to live in a country where freedom was defended in the past, now, and in the future by extraordinary men and women who wear the uniform of the United States of America. Merry Christmas and God bless each and every one of you.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Jeff Harbin. We got you there with us? Maybe not. Well, our guest tonight is Jeff Harbin, and I think I hear you.
Hello, how are you?
How are you doing?
Doing good, thank you.
For better introductions, I'm Chauncey, and this is my co-host here, Sean.
Hello.
Well, good to meet you both.
Good to meet you, and we're pretty excited about... you know, what you're going to be talking to us about tonight. And before you came on, we were talking a little bit about the process of doing... Well, here, I got a better question to start out with. What do we call you? Are you a predictionist?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I really don't like to be thought of that way because I don't do modern astrology. A lot of people think that astrology... In fact, it's been so impregnated in the mind of modern astrology that we are our astrology. Like, most people know their sun sign. I don't do that type of astrology. I use a much more ancient version that actually dates back to ancient India and then also the other versions that came up out of Egypt.
Is it Vedic?
Vedic is one.
We learned a little bit from an astrologer we had on before, and that was something that I learned... But you're doing something different. Go ahead.
Well, no, I am doing Vedic as well, but Vedic is kind of a pop term. The real name of Vedic astrology is called Jyotisha, which means the science of the light of the soul, and an older system is called Nadi, N-A-D-I. And those two I love. And I also love the what we call traditional or classical stuff. That's what many secret societies like the Masons and the Knights Templar and so on and so forth had used. And there's an amazing amount of history in that through all the way back to Greece and Egypt, and particularly in the Middle Ages throughout Europe. And that offers a whole nother type of astrology. And, you know, I do a lot of business stuff and I do a lot of things for people in politics and in banking. And it's amazing the tools that are available. So it's not predicting the future. It's more predicting energies. And we still have free will. You know, it's like driving a car. If you don't pay attention to the road signs or the stop and go lights, well, you're probably not going to have a great drive, or it might be pretty eventful. Whereas if you are, you're likely to navigate it better. And I always like to take ancient astrology and say it is a tool that helps you guide yourself.
So one of the questions we had before you came on is how does this work? We couldn't figure out if it was like a massive math equation or if there was some level of psychic intuitiveness going on or discernment. You know, how does an astrologer do this?
Well, that's a great question. It is very heavily math involved and geometry involved. In fact, the ancient astrology, Jyotish or Vedic astrology, is very mathematical. So is the traditional stuff. It's literally astronomy scientifically applied, but it's done within the framework of a zodiac that is much different than the modern zodiac. It's much more sophisticated. And I got to tell you a quick story. When I first got into astrology, it was in the mid 70s, about 1975. And when I was much younger, in the 60s, I saw my mother had medical astrology sitting around. You know, I never thought a thing of it. And then in the mid-70s, my mother started pegging my girlfriend so accurately. I said, wait a minute. I said, what are you doing here? I said, this is too accurate to be mother's intuition. And she started showing me, and I was actually pretty skeptical. I'm like, come on, you know, how can the planets have any effect on anything down here? You know, this is the typical skeptical response to astrology. And, you know, back then I was really into science. In fact, I still love science, and I used to do forensics work with the various different agencies in county and state and federal. And, you know, I've always been, hey, you know, show me the bottom line. I got to see something works before I'm going to believe it. And I have to say, when I started researching astrology in the 70s, and particularly the 80s and 90s, and I was very blessed to have many different teachers, and I serendipitously also ran into many paranormal things and got a blessing of some amazing training in the Kabbalistic stuff and in some of the ancient Vedantic practices that are much, much broader than astrology, but astrology supported it, like clearing properties, clearing people. I also do a lot with gemstones and talismans for people that are amazing. And it really made a believer out of me. I'm like, hey, you can't strike this off to chance. So, yes, intuition comes in. It's kind of like when a doctor looks at an MRI, they're going to say, well, we see this, and these are the conclusions, and then they draw or extrapolate a potential, you know, scenario. And that's very similar how astrology works, is when you see many things lining up, it is very scientific in the analysis. But in the outcome, yes, you do bridge the probabilities. Like this morning, I can't mention names, I had a politician that I was consulting with, and I can't say what about, but it was some pretty heavy-duty stuff, millions and millions of dollars involved. And they were asking a particular outcome, and I said, this looks fairly disastrous, and it has been. And it's interesting how astrology won't solve that person's problem. They still have to contend with the attorneys and all the various people intertwined in that Gordian knot, but it gives them insight. It's kind of like, again, you know, the military will tell you, if the key to a military operation is assessing the situation you're in. You know, is this an impasse or can we make it? And if so, what are the parameters? And that's very how astrology can guide. It shows you what you're dropping yourself into, and that helps.
The confusion that tends to leave me with, you know, because I thought that was, is when you're doing predictions on a macro level. So helping me and giving me predictions like driving a car, you know, I drive down the road. If I hang a left when the road veers right, I'm obviously going to drive off of the road. But when we pull it out and look at the entire world, doesn't it become very gray at that point?
It does. Oh, there's no question about it, because and that's why I love the ancient systems, because I always say astrology has very significant power, but it's not the be-all, end-all power. In the ancient hierarchies, first there's God, and then there's the seraphims, the cherubims, and the thrones. That's a multiple dimension, exceedingly high, way past astrology. I mean, astrology operates way down the totem pole in the hierarchical creation. You know, and some people don't believe in God, and some people do. I personally absolutely do. And I've seen too much evidence of spirits and ghosts and disincarnate souls, as well as people having physical experiences with astrology, that there's no way this could happen without a divine power, call it God or what have you. So astrology operates way down the totem pole. It's actually called the third and fourth hierarchy. And you'd have to see what I'm talking about, but there's diagrams I show people in sessions that are – it really puts a perspective on where we're at. And you're right. When you talk about a macro level, about the world itself, this is why I get calls all the time, oh, the world's going to end. You know, Krakatoa is going to happen again with, you know, Yellowstone, or – you know, the Chinese are going to attack, or the Russians are going to attack. You know, I get it all the time. In fact, it's so much it's become tedious. And 99% of the time, what they're fearing doesn't happen. Like, everyone was asking me, what do you think about the Mayan calendar ending? I said, not much. I said, I can't come up with anything. And nothing happened. So it's not predicting the future. It's looking at probable outcomes based on cycles and energy.
So, you know, a lot of people seem to be a little, when it comes to a belief in God, thinking that astrology is a no-no. But in your belief system, that astrology is a science and has nothing to do with religion or spirituality.
Oh, no, it absolutely has to do with spirituality, and I think it proves God. And the real astrology, actually, you can actually get your guardian angel from astrology. And that's an interesting little topic, because it's believed that the soul is attached to the embryo at conception, not birth. And the alignment at the time that the soul is tied to the body, which happens to be when it exits the womb at first breath, that's the ancient legend, is when the clock starts as we know it. Because you have to remember, life on Earth, I mean, let's face it, time is relative to the celestials. What is a month? It's a cycle of the moon. What is a day? It's sunrise, noon, sunset, midnight. So if the Earth were to change its cycles, rotation, or the timing around the sun, everything would change.
Yeah.
I mean, let's face it, it's all based on that. So it proves a divine existence. And what the ancient, that's why I loved ancient astrology versus the modern stuff. You know, everyone's running around saying, oh, I'm a Pisces or I'm a Libra. Well, no, you're not, I always say. I said, you're a soul having a physical experience. And you're much more senior to your astrology than astrologers would have you believe.
All right. Well, we're coming up on our first commercial break, and we're going to have some questions for you. You're listening to Jeff Harmon here on Radio Wasteland, so come on back.
Bye. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
A movie, a party, an experience. This December 17th at the Cascade Theater, starting at 6 p.m., music with Linda Bott and her Jingle Elves, with Cleveland Bonet, Bruce Kahlen, and Joe Larson, playing your favorite Christmas songs in the lobby before the classic movie begins, Miracle on 34th Street. The night begins with good old-fashioned fun, themed drinks for all ages, and an ugly sweater contest, and more. You may even win a beautiful piece of jewelry donated by Devon's Jewelers. There will be a visit from Santa, plus other surprises. Come join us at the Cascade Theater for a classic and fun Christmas event. On the Cascade's big screen, it's Miracle on 34th Street.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
Music, dancing, and more, December 17th at the Cascade Theater, beginning at 6 p.m.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland, and our guest, Jeff Harmon, and we are talking about astrology, and we're talking about what's coming up in 2018. And, I think a lot of the time when people want to know what's coming up in 2018, Jeff, I think a lot of it is going to have to do with politics. Do you have any insight as to what we can expect politically?
Well, I think politically, you know, half the country wants to impeach Trump and the other half wants him to succeed. And I don't think I've ever seen any time in my life where it's been this crazy. And the world kind of reflects that. You know, again, the type of astrology I do really isn't predicting the future. It's looking at cycles. I don't think the world's going to end anytime soon, even though, you know, a lot of people are marching people out to meet the Messiah every other month. I just don't think that's going to happen. I do think, from what I can see, that we are ending very much like what happened in the 1600s and early 1700s, an era. The Industrial Revolution ended, or I should say began, not ended, began in the early 1700s. And the astrology of the ancients actually shows that. The Industrial Revolution was believed to have commenced right around 1702. There was a special conjunction that had happened. And even to the skeptics of astrology, I mean, in Christianity, I mean, didn't they know that the, you know, Christ was born at a conjunction? So these things are very, very interesting because it's very old astrology. This is not new stuff. This has been around quite possibly as far back as Adam. And the Bible, if it could be, you know, maybe looked at without the dogma that has been heaped on it back in the 15th century, particularly by some of the religious figures like the Nicene Councils and others, we would see a different Bible, not that it may change, but I think it would be more clarified to reflect some of the spiritual things that interact with all this. Anyways, the era that's coming in right now is happening on the winter solstice of 2020. And this is the one I've been talking about for a long time on different radio shows, because everybody's been saying, you know, geez, when's the big thing going to shift? And I don't know that anything major is going to happen right there, but it looks like 2018 into 2019 and 20, there's going to be a lot of trouble. And I really expect, particularly by 2020, the Iranian, Russian / Israeli thing is going to really become an issue. The Middle East looks like it's really going to become a bigger issue, especially since Russia has been doing what it's doing. And the astrology says we may see some events that are not cataclysmic, but coming through here. I think weather patterns are going to get crazier. But I think we have some stuff in mid-January that looks like the eclipse is being aspected by what we call a progression. Everyone was worried about the eclipse last August, and you know, droves of people went north and watched the eclipse. Well, the eclipses often don't have an event happening on them, but they are marker points in the sky that are aspected. And that one gets hit by mid-January. Trump himself has some very dangerous aspects between now and June. One of the things that could be concerning is he may, if they don't try and impeach him directly, well, they already are trying to impeach him, but they may, he may actually have some type of an assassination attempt on him between now and June. And I'd have to look at his chart more closely, but I can tell you he's got a very dangerous progression. And just to clarify that, ancient astrologers would take the birth chart and they would do what they call a progression. It's literally mathematically directing the chart each year. It's called the primary direction. And that's how I knew Trump was going to win. And all the other astrologers were saying, oh, no, Hillary's going to win. And I said, not a chance. Hillary just didn't. Hillary's got some horrible things happening right now. That's why, even though she hasn't been prosecuted, she actually could run into some real legal stuff. I would not be surprised if something reopens on that email thing, and I affectionately call her Billary, but I really think there's some possibilities, there's some real stuff that could come up there with all that that happened. And Trump, if he makes it past June, he's getting out of the woods, but it's quite dangerous for him right now.
Yeah, it was in the news the other day, how polarized the country was during the election, and statistically they did some, I don't know what they do. They go around, ask people. What's that called? A poll? Yes. They went around and polled a bunch of people and decided that we were even more polarized today than we were during the election. And
oh,
so, So you're, I don't want anything bad to happen to anybody, but we have talked about how we're surprised that people are not making attempts on his life, or maybe they are, and we just don't hear about it because this situation has driven people crazy. I don't know if it's the, earlier you were saying that we were in something akin to the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. And,
yes,
you know,
and I will call it the technology revolution.
Right. So here we are.
We are on the crest of it.
Yeah. Here we are at the beginning of the technological revolution. And shortly after the Industrial Revolution here in America, there was a revolution. And so, a lot of people, seem to think that this is a possibility now.
It could be. I really think we're going to see out-and-out fascism creeping in all over the world. The Islamic thing, like it or dislike it, it's going to get crazy. I think we're also seeing a mirror of that in just human consciousness in general. There's something that happens every 20 years. It's called a Saturn-Pluto conjunction. And just to clarify, 9/11 happened on the Saturn-Pluto opposition. Then the square, the banks crashed. Well, coming up now, we have the conjunction happening in 2019 into 2020. Plain English, this is literally polarizing fascism. It's just people feeling intolerant to any beliefs other than their own. And it's a very disruptive energy, and it's brutal too. That's the other words I would use. It's quite brutal. And the more brutality we see, the more technology is going to encroach on us. This allows, every time something bad happens, look at the Las Vegas thing, look at the various shootings that are happening, the police brutality, all that, and of course the police getting shot as well. All of these things just keep mounting more and more and more pressure for technology to monitor everyone. I say there's going to be a camera stuck up every orifice pretty soon. And
that sounds like something I'd say, so I like it.
Yeah, right. Well, there was two people in my life that I got to work with that I absolutely cherish. And they were both iconoclasts in their own right. And one was George Carlin, and the other one was Mother Teresa. Those two people, I think, left an indelible impression upon me because they were both, in their own respective ways, very much alike. She was very much against brutality. She was very much against people not being kind. And she was an iconoclast against structure and suppression of people's rights and human rights. And she really was that way. And George Carlin was too. He was much different. You can't get two more opposite people either. But yet they were alike in a lot of ways. And George had a saying that's pretty accurate. If you've ever watched The American Dream by George Carlin, that was one of his HBO specials. And I also might promote George Carlin language complaints. If anyone ever wants to listen to a politician abusing the human language or the English language, you got to listen to George Carlin language complaints because it's almost like apropos right now. Every politician abuses it and twists the truth around so much. But why I bring this up is because George had mentioned about forget the politicians, you have owners. And my opinion is that's pretty right on, because if you go back to World War I, World War II, even look at the Civil War, as rightful as it was for the Civil War to happen about slavery, which I'm glad is abolished, there was also undercurrents in there that were much deeper, and the 13th Amendment originally was about not having any barristers or attorneys in office in the White House. Actually, Thomas Jefferson was for that, and I believe Benjamin Franklin too. They actually ratified it in the 13th state, but the Civil War broke out right before it was actually finally instituted in the Constitution.
Well, I'm sorry, Jeff, I need to cut you off. We're coming up on a commercial break, but we'll come back to this topic. You're listening to our guest Jeff Harmon here on Radio Wasteland. Come on back.
Try not to worry about what's forgotten. Try. you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is retired Shasta County Supervisor Trish Clark. Thank you just doesn't seem to be a big enough statement to adequately show our veterans how grateful we are for their service. The freedom and lifestyle we enjoy as Americans has been made possible by the service and sacrifice of all of our veterans and their families. Thank you to all of you from the bottom of my heart. I wish all of our veterans a Merry Christmas and a happy, holy, and prosperous New Year.
This salute brought to you by the McConnell Foundation and Reading Civic Auditorium.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland and our guest, Jeff Harmon, and we are talking about predictions. Last segment, we were talking about political predictions, and you were telling us what it'd be like to be at a party with Mother Teresa and George Carlin.
Well, trust
that
me.
That Mother Teresa is capable of drinking George Carlin under the table.
No, that would be funny. Be a good skit. Actually, I was just finishing a topic, and George brought it up, and that was the owners in the American Dream. And it relates to wars, and what he really was correct on is, forget the politicians. Yes, they make laws, but we have something coming at us fast and furious, which is what the astrology tends to reflect. The structure financially of the world right now is likely to be drastically changing over the next few years. And hopefully, we can get through this without war. Russia and China, particularly Russia, has been working on alternative banking systems that transfer money, like the SWIFT system. And we've been hearing this from a lot of people for a long, long time, that, oh, the financial system's going to collapse and, you know, all the fake money's going to come tumbling down. And, of course, the rush towards gold and silver and other hard assets that can get around that. Well, we may actually, the astrology, I think, is indicating that these kinds of things will come to pass here probably by 2020 into 2021. And what's interesting is the Saturn-Pluto conjunction I mentioned earlier is likely to really bring that to fore. most of the wars, when you look back in, whether it's conspiratorial or not, you usually follow the money. The same people who funded Hitler actually funded Japan, and I won't get into that, but there's some very interesting theories on that, and I believe that they may be correct, and follow the bankers.
I don't
the bankers are beyond the countries, and somebody's printing money endlessly for us. Oh, we need another trillion, not a problem. So we know it's money out of thin air. There's no way you could ever back the kind of currency up that's out there. So what's interesting is the entire world structure is dependent upon the petrodollar. And now we've got the yen and Russia moving into places that they've never been able to move into before. And I personally think that's why the owners let Trump in, is because we're now seeing the other side of the scale come back to trying to reestablish American industry and energy. And it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out. But the astrology says it could get pretty dicey. I think it was Rockefeller that said, I make more money in one day of war than I do in a year or 3 years of peace. And it's sad, but war makes money, and it generates economy, and it's hopefully the world will get by without something major like that happening. But the astrology certainly indicates that this next couple of years, particularly 2019 into 2020 and 2021, that's when we're likely to see this crescendo to where, it's going to have to play itself out.
Right. Well, we don't have too much time until the end here. I have two more questions that I really want to get in there. One is, do you have any views on, like, you know, we just dealt with a brutal hurricane and all sorts of natural disasters. Do you have any views on what we might be looking for in that regard?
Yeah, I would say that it really, let me go back to my notes here. We are definitely looking at more increase in crazy weather patterns, and I think that's going to happen well into the 20s. I do think there are cycles that are happening right now that are peaking out, particularly into 220 and 221. This also parallels the Saturn-Pluto conjunction, and also the what we call it's a 240-year mutation conjunction coming up exactly on the winter solstice of 2020. And because of that, it's magnifying, in my opinion, a lot of things. It's magnifying political things, geopolitical things, and also potentially cataclysmic things. I don't think the world's going to end, but I think we're going to see weather patterns that are becoming increasingly more intense. You know, many people don't believe in the chemtrails, but they're painting the skies. And all you got to do is look up and see it. This has been claimed to be weather control. I think some of this is an attempt to even negate some of these things that they're trying to do. And I don't know that it will.
You don't have to have an opinion on this next question, but do you think that do you think that our weather situation is a cycle, or do you think it has to do with global warming being man-caused or some combination of the two?
I think it's definitely a combination of the two. There's no question all that we're doing is having a huge effect. But I also think it there are some people, and I am one of them, that believes we have we're passing through. Some people have called it Orfika, which is a 13th sign, and there's this whole thing about Nibiru and all this and gas clouds, and many people have speculated that Mayan calendar issue was bringing that up. But I think over the next probably 20 years, we're going to see some serious stuff happening because of alignments like that we're passing through. It never ends. It never stops. If you look back through history, there's been major cataclysms on this planet consistently, and I don't think we're ever going to see the end of it. But I think this is a peak time right now, particularly over the next 3 or 4 years into 2000, the early 220s.
All right.
I think we're going to hit the roaring 20s technologically, though. I think we're going to be blown away with what we see in genetics, material research, and technology, we're just getting going.
Oh, I agree with that.
Robots and computers are going to blow our minds.
My better half has one question that she asked me to ask. Terry asked me to ask you. What coming up is good that we can all look forward to?
I think that with all these growing pains, technology has a double-edged sword. You know, a lot of people always think, oh, technology's bad. It's like when the car came in, oh, it was all bad. It's actually served humanity quite well, and I think
I got to the station today.
Hey, exactly. And that's how we're talking on this telephone.
Right.
So, I mean, I think we really have an amazingly bright future. I'm much more optimistic. I really think this planet, no scientist can explain what the heck holds us at the degrees we're at, the seasons of the sun, the 23-degree angle of the Earth. No scientist can explain that. Gravity doesn't explain it. And the synchronicity, the more you look at ancient astrology and you see the angels and the divinity that it references, you can't get this from modern astrology, it's breathtaking. I really think this is the soul cauldron. And I always say, forget Trinity, Neo, and Morpheus. This is the real matrix.
All right. Well, we're coming up on the end of the show. Can you tell our listeners a little bit more about how they can find out more about you?
Yes. Yeah. If they go to my website, jeff@jeffharmon.com, and that's A-N, not O-N, email is probably by far the best. I have a really wonderful wife who is also a great partner, and she is absolutely amazing at helping people and scheduling things. So it's I'm very blessed to have her.
And I assume they can find you on some social media as well?
Yeah. She takes care of all that, but yeah, I believe I'm on there.
You sound like me. That's funny. All right. Well, we have really enjoyed having you on here. I've really enjoyed listening to you. And I enjoy the positivity that you bring to a lot of these potential situations.
Well, I really do. I think we're souls having a physical experience, and I really don't believe anyone dies. Jyotish and Vedic astrology absolutely, in my opinion, proves it. I think we're all sojourners here. It's like Shakespeare said, all of life is a stage, and we're the actors on it.
Well, thank you very much. You've been listening to Jeff Harmon here on Radio Wasteland. Thanks for checking us out.
Born before the wind, also younger than the sun. Yeah, the bonnie boat was won as we sail into the mystic. Oh, I can now hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear you resonate. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Correspondent Chad Day reports prosecutors want former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort to remain under house arrest after he reached out to a longtime Russian colleague to help him ghostwrite an op-ed to improve his public image.
What we've learned from a recent court filing is that Paul Manafort, while he's under house arrest and while he's facing several felony counts, was trying to ghostwrite an op-ed with a person that prosecutors say has ties to Russian intelligence. This is a little bit problematic for Manafort because he's caught up in the special counsel's investigation where they're looking at all of these ties.